It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Remember, it's Rosenstein, not Steen. It's like Frankenstein, not Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. It's Harvey Weinstein, not Harvey Weinstein.
Rosenstein, Weinstein,
right.
Not to be confused with each
Correct.
Other.
Correct. However you pronounce his name, he's said to be on his way out as Deputy Attorney General. Now, there was print reports in the New York Times that said that Rosenstein had actually commented with his colleagues about wearing a wire when talking to the president, and apparently in a humorous way, he talked about the invocation of the 25th Amendment, which would relieve the president of his duties because he's a wackadoodle.
He says it was humorous way, but there, Andy McCabe, former FBI director, interim director, said no, he meant it in his memos.
And Andy McCabe is upset with Rod Rosenstein because Rod Rosenstein fired Andy McCabe.
Yep.
After the McCabe report came out, and basically you can find anybody on anything. This is what we are learning in the modern era of Washington. If you want to get a guy, there's a million ways to get a guy. He might have maybe texted his girlfriend about something. He drunk texted his girlfriend, don't worry about it, we're going to get him. Right? Next thing you know, you're out. I mean, there's anybody who does anything ever, period. Wait, what did you do in high school? What happened? Were you there? She says you were. You're out. Right? It's just an attempt. It's this. Everybody is shooting at everybody here because the stakes are so high. It's such a crazy moment.
It's true. Well, the reports were out there everywhere today about him leaving the job, either by will or by the president firing him. But he's still in the job, and I guess they're meeting on Thursday, the president and he.
So Rosenstein should not quit his job. Because if Rosenstein quits his job, he can't be used as a witness. He won't be an effective witness. If he is fired, he can actually be used as a witness in the Mueller investigation. However, Jay Sekulow this morning, the attorney for the president, who also happens to run a Judicial Watch or whatever it's called. He's got his own conservative judicial TV station. You know, it's like an internet kind of thing that he does.
Yep.
Said that if they do fire Rosenstein, this would be a good time to put a pause on the Mueller investigation. Should we find out what Mueller's got so far before we do that? Because it's the deputy attorney general or the attorney general who would, if Jeff Sessions unrecused himself, which you could do, and then totally turn, go the other way, there would be, it's up to the Justice Department what to do with the Mueller report. If the Mueller report comes out, it only comes out because the Justice Department lets it out. Mueller can't go out and just drop it and say, here it is. Here's what we got. It's justice that would have to do it. And so whoever would be in charge of the Russia investigation for the Justice Department, the new deputy attorney general, could say, yeah, you know what? Yeah, go ahead, Mueller. Give me that report.
Well,
and
the
then
next
put
person
it in a drawer and lock it up.
In line likely to supervise the special counsel is Solicitor General Noel Francisco, who apparently is a Trump loyalist.
Who could then take that Mueller report and go, let me take a look at it. Nothing in here. Thank you.
Pause it.
Yeah, we don't have to put this out. And then the question is, will it get leaked out? Oh. And then who's going to jail for that? And then what happens? Well, anyway, I haven't gotten to the clip here yet because the president
so going
was
on
at the United Nations today, and so were the Secretary of State and the Attorney General and his foreign advisors. They were all there, and they were asked, "Hey, what about Rod Rosenstein? Here's the Secretary of State."
I've been involved. I've been at the center of this administration, along with lots of other folks, for from virtually day one. I think it was actually day three or four. I've never heard anyone talk about it, whisper about it, joke about it in any way. No discussion with me about the 25th Amendment anywhere either.
And And he said, they kept saying, it's ludicrous to ask your question. Ludicrous to ask your question. It's not ludicrous to ask this question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's noticed. This is kind of the big story in Washington over the weekend. How about Nikki Haley? Nikki, what do you think?
I have never once been in the White House where that conversation has happened. I am not aware of any cabinet members that are even talking about that. It is completely and totally absurd. No one is questioning the president at all. If anything, we're trying to keep up the pace with him in the fact that he's got a lot he wants to accomplish very quickly, and we're going to continue to support him in the way that he does that.
Man, that's a little sucking up there right at the end, too. This is totally ludicrous. I can't believe you would even ask that kind of a question. We are working hard for this man because he's just boundless in energy. Boundless. He has so many good ideas. We got to get them all done.
Well, even Rosenstein said that he sees no reason to invoke the 25th Amendment in his defense, saying that it was very sarcastic, if ever mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. The New York Times have been working on this for a year. A long time, they said. Months and months. And
all right.
Multiple sources.
And now Democrats are mad at the New York Times and Republicans are loving them. Which tells me that the New York Times is doing a good job because they got everybody mad now. All within the last
Everybody's
2 weeks.
Everybody's mad at them.
Yeah. All right. Checking in at
number four.
All right. Now. This is the other story that we're forgetting about, this Kavanaugh thing, right?
Huge.
You got the accusers. Now it's been agreed to. I'm assuming that Dr. Blasey Ford is going to be testifying on Thursday. We do not know if there's going to be a camera for this testimony or it's going to be in closed session. We don't know too much detail about it, but we know it's going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the Kavanaughs, Brett and his wife, Ashley Kavanaugh, went on with Martha McCallum on Fox to say this.
Did you guys ever look at each other and say, I'm out. This is enough. This is just isn't worth it.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process. And we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity, my lifelong record of promoting dignity and equality for women, starting with the women who knew me when I was 14 years old. I'm not going anywhere.
It'll be interesting to see. The full airing of this is coming up in a couple of hours on Fox. The question is, does Martha McCallum ask a question? Did it happen?
Right. How tough does she get? I mean, apparently there's a lot of, he feels the character assassination part of this, and it seems as if this is devoted to that. The reason he sat down for this is that he apparently says that I was a virgin through high school and college is part of what he reveals in this sit down. And a lot of it speaks to his character, but you're right, Rhoda. She asked him, you know, can you say that you were not there? Can you say that you don't know her and nothing like this did happen? I mean, does she get very specific?
I'm sorry to bring this up, but the minute you said that he reveals he was a virgin through high school and through college,
uh-huh.
Now there's going to be the race to find someone he slept with.
Oh.
Right? Now there's going to be that.
Just like the Bachelor.
Yes.
Candidate.
Right. So now it's again, then some woman will pop up and go, no, that's a lie. He had sex with me. And then there'll be a discussion of what was sex. Right. I mean, it's going to turn into that. I promise you within 36 hours, we're going to be having this conversation about what sex is.
Sex talk.
Yeah.
Please go into detail about your first sexual experience.
Now, exactly what sort of sex was it? And you're like, oh my God. Oh God.
Does sex with yourself count?
Yes, I don't know. It just, and was this actually an intercourse kind of thing? Or was it, shut up!
Because you want to hear those
senators.
We're going
to write about Kavanaugh, right? And it's going to go, no!
You know, come to think of it, I'm not sure it should be public.
Kavanaugh and I had the exact same haircut in high school. That's the only thing I have learned from this.
You had that perfect part.
I had that part with the kind of a mid-ear. Uh-huh. I remember we would have, like there was the guy was cutting my hair at the time. He goes, all right, we're going to meet theater right there in the middle. You know, I was like, okay, I got it right above the lobe, the little bit of lobe show. I had the whole thing. I had the Kavanaugh. Or the Kavanaugh had the con.
Give
Let's go that
Kavanaugh.
Way. I'm a year older than him, so that's what happened there. All right. Oh, God, we're going to have to find out about this, because I don't know what would... I mean, God knows, in high school and in college... God, I mean, I just think back to my own high school and college. I'm like, oh, my God! What was I doing?
You and Grant DePorter?
I don't want to talk about... I can't be smirch him in a moment like this.
No, I'm not saying he did anything.
What?
Or are you?
What did we do?
I don't know.
I'm not sure you know. All right. May I just ask right now from Judy what's going on in the newsroom at the bottom of the hour?
a fatal go-kart accident on a Marengo Road. Division rivals collide tonight on the South Side. White Sox Indians tonight at 7 on WGN TV Sports.
All right, top 5-5 continues. We're up to
number 3.
Oh, my. I thought we'd heard the last from these two knuckleheads. But Mary Kay Letourneau and her husband, Vili Faluaua.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Perfectly done.
Have appeared on Australian television. And apparently, this is back in the news for some, because they appeared on Australian television. Nobody was really giving a crap about them.
You would think they would want to kind of leave the limelight after what they've been through and not be public at all.
This is really interesting. This is, you know, this is a big case from the 1990s. It was a 34-year-old teacher who takes up a relationship with a 12-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was of Samoan descent, so he was like 6'6 and 240 when he was 12. But she took up with him.
And he was 12.
And then she went to jail, and she got pregnant while in jail. Still can't figure this whole thing out.
But she knew he was 12 because she was the sixth grade. She was a teacher at that school.
And they appeared on this TV show in Australia, which apparently they care about it down there, too. They appeared on this TV show and with their kids, who are now 21 and 19.
No way.
So think about that. Kapow! How blown is your mind now? But somehow, some way, she's still defending it.
You were the adult.
You can say that.
I am saying that.
I was by age.
And by maturity.
You maybe.
You were a teacher, Mary. You can't say I was immature.
But you don't know him.
No, but I don't need to know him in this discussion. He's the child.
Who was the
boss? I'm talking about you.
Who was the boss? Who was the boss?
What?
Who was the boss back then?
You know,
then?
There was me pursuing you.
Just say.
Just say?
Who was the boss?
All I knew was what I knew back then.
But who was the boss?
He was 13, Mary.
But who was the boss?
What? It's just getting weird.
It is getting weird because she's saying, who is the boss? And she's the boss telling the underling to say, you're the boss.
She was his sixth grade teacher.
Yes. He was 12.
I'm not sure he was the boss.
Why do we care about them anymore?
I don't know.
Go away!
But they're madly in love. I don't know why they have to sit down and tell everybody about
this.
Right,
fine. They're the longest-lasting couple in Hollywood now. Other than Sun Yi and Woody Allen. Talk about that!
Yeah, the weirdness never ends.
Right, and Jennifer Garner goes, why can't I keep a man?
And she seems normal.
All right.
Number 2.
LeBron James donned his new apparel. The L.A. Laker... purple and gold. Oh, no. Oh, no. LeBron has a few movies coming out. Space Jam 2, Electric Boogaloo. Who knew we needed a Space Jam 2?
That's kind of fun.
Jordan's better already.
Space Jam 1 was so great. And House Party.
Oh, he's good in that.
So he was up, doing some promotion and reacting to that whole just shut up and dribble thing.
I play ball. That's what I do. That's what I live by. And when I do it at the level, I do it at everything else take care of itself. So, you know, as far as my business, those things have been taking care of itself way before I even came out here to be a part of the Lakers franchise.
Josh Peter with USA Today right here, LeBron. Between the movie project, the TV project, the documentary, the HBO show, how do you juggle off-the-court stuff and on-the-court stuff and keep it from becoming a distraction potentially?
How long have you been following me? Huh? Apparently not long enough. There go your answer right there.
Okay.
Back at ya.
Yeah, okay.
Media boy.
All right, and finally.
Number 1.
Ricky Gervais stopped by Good Morning America to chat about his game show Child Support, in which you appear with kids. You know, this is that age-old thing. Like in 1950s television, they used to put kids on TV to say the damnedest things, right?
Yes.
And they'd be involved in game shows. This is the oldest trick in television. That or a monkey you put on TV to have it act like a human. And you're like, whoa, wow, look, a kid or a monkey. I don't know. What's the difference? Anyway, the point is that they're still doing it. He's and now Ricky Gervais is the latest guy to try this.
They are so honest, and it's just so funny just to ask some questions. One little girl just went to me, I can see your bald spot. I went, cheers. And then another one said, are you married? And I said, no, but I've been with the same girl for like 30 years. She went, why don't you propose to her then?
They're both not afraid to say anything. Ricky Gervais and the kids.
Yes.
They kind of connect on that level.
Oh, look, kids will say anything. You know what?
You will too, Ricky.
Yeah, you will too. And so will the president. So this is not a new trick. All right. Can we close this up?
The top five at five.